Hello. My name is Ron Esslinger. I'm a registered nurse, and I want to talk to you about the science of breathing, how to properly take a relaxing breath, a stress-reducing breath, and a calming breath. Most people, when they're told to take a relaxing breath, as I've told many people during my years of nursing, they will throw out their chest, crunch up their neck and their shoulders, and even tighten up their jaw and breathe in as deeply as they can into their lungs. Their chest expands, which means the upper lobes of the lungs are expanding, but the lower lobes of the lungs are being contracted by the diaphragm. You may or may not know that the upper lobes of the lungs are less efficient in transporting oxygen from the lungs into the bloodstream than the lower lungs. The lower lungs are filled with more blood vessels and more alveoli or air sacs that collect the oxygen from the air and move it into the bloodstream, which takes it out to the rest of the body. A simple way to make sure that you get more oxygen into the two lower lobes of the lungs is to gently just push out your stomach. If you're trying to figure out how to do this, just place one of your hands on your stomach and just push your hand out gently. Don't think about breathing. But as you do this, you'll notice that you automatically breathe in, because when you drop your diaphragm down by pushing out your stomach, that creates a vacuum in the lungs, and that vacuum sucks air in from outside without you having to work at it or think about doing it. Try that now if you haven't. Just place your hand on your stomach, push your stomach out gently, and notice how the oxygen, the air, flows down into your lungs. Now more of this oxygen is getting into the two lower lobes of the lungs, which means it's now being transported out to the cells within your body, which is healing and relaxing. Now when you breathe out twice as long as you breathed in. So a way to do that is to count in for three as you breathe, as you push your stomach out. Count to three as you push your stomach out. And then count to six as you breathe out, by relaxing all the muscles. So it'd be in for three and out for six. But there's something that we can add to this, and that is to hold the breath for a count of three in order to let the oxygen and the carbon dioxide have a good gas exchange. More oxygen into your system, more carbon monoxide out of your system. So it'd be in for three, hold it for three, and out for six. And those counts of three can be as long or as short as you want them to be. Just make them comfortable for you. And you may or may not have known this, that when you breathe that way by letting your diaphragm pull down as you push your stomach out, that the vagus nerve runs through the diaphragm. And as the diaphragm moves in this manner, it activates the vagus nerve to stimulate anti-stress hormone production. And anti-stress hormones are both relaxing hormones, but they're also known as pain-killing hormones. So this simple type of breath will make major changes in your life. I would suggest that you do that once or twice every hour, and three times as you're falling to sleep at night. In for three, one, two, three. Hold for three, one, two, three. And out for six, one, two, three, four, five, six. Easy, comforting, relaxing, and healing. Enjoy breathing abdominally. Enjoy the changes that it creates within your mind and within your body. Enjoy.